Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us.
Hey, we're going to chat about life experiences, kids, work, job, food, family, vacation, music. Did I say food? Of course I did. Hey, there's only one ride on this roller coaster of life, so why not make it amazing?
Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
Hey, welcome. It's Charlie Weddle, and I am minus the wife again today. She is so busy, and it kind of has a little bit to do with the topic of today. Our biggest regret in life is not achieving our dreams. And then there's a whole bunch of things and a whole laundry list of things that get in the way. So maybe my wife's not here today because she's out trying to achieve her dream. And I agree with that. She's been so busy, and that's a good thing. So, at least she's out there doing what she needs to do, what she feels she needs to do to help achieve her dream. So it's one of the most biggest things that we regret is not achieving our dreams. A new study is saying that there's, it weighs heavy on people's minds that, that's one of the things that I've heard a lot of people say. You know, when I'm on my deathbed, I want to be able to look at my loved ones and say, you know what, I did everything that I wanted to do and not have any regrets, right? And that's kind of hard. And one of the biggest regrets that people say is not being able to achieve their dreams. And the things that get in their way, there's six things here from this study that I wanted to go through and kind of weigh it out here. 4% of the people said lack of training kept them from achieving their dream. Well, I guess in this day and age, I can understand that. But in this day and age, we have everything in our pocket. Everything that we could want to know is in our front pocket, and we use it all the time. We use it when we're driving. We use it at the dinner table. We use it at work. We use it at sports games. I mean, it's your smartphone. My goodness, you want to look up anything on Google, you can do it right there on your phone. You want to know how to train to do anything, you could probably start by using your smartphone, right? One of my challenges that I had was the air conditioning wasn't blowing right in my wife's Kia, right? It's like, I'm like, there's something, feels like something's blocking the air coming out because it's just not pushing air. So I went onto YouTube. I typed it in, what could be causing this problem? And I got a whole list of videos. And the majority of the videos that I looked at, not just one, but the majority of the videos I looked at said it's probably the air filter. And then they showed me how to change that filter. So I went to the AutoZone, picked up the air filter for the Kia, brought it back, took the whole training class on how to take it all down and put the new filter in, and guess what? It worked. I was so proud of myself that I fixed the air filter in the car. So training, yeah, okay, I get it. Maybe for professions and stuff like that, you want a little bit more training on how to do stuff. So I get that. The number five reason was lack of support. 5% of the people said, I just don't have the proper support. Well, you know what? If you want to do it, all you need is you to support you. I'm going to leave it at that, right? So go out and do your thing. The number four reason for not achieving our dreams, 10% of the people said, was time. You know what? I got more time than I've got money. I've got plenty. I've got more. Time shouldn't be an excuse. You have to make time. If it's something that's important to you, if it's something that's driving you, it's something that you want to do, then it's up to you to make the time to do that. So if it's raising great children, make the time to make that happen. If it's traveling the world, make the time to make that happen. Work hard now so that later you don't have to work as hard so you can go travel the world. So make the time. That's kind of on you. Another thing holding people back from achieving their dreams, fear. Wow. Absolutely. 17% of the people said, yeah, you know, I'm a little scared. I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. And you know what? That's probably one of the things that it plays into achieving my dreams sometimes, achieving my goals or my biggest things. It's scary. It's not easy. It's not easy going, you know what? I think I'm just going to leave this to go do that, or I think I'm just going to drop all this to go do that. Yeah, there is a certain amount of fear that you have to face to do things like that, especially for me. It's not easy. I don't know that I have a lot to go on, you know, like we're trying to judge and put things in perspective. Like, you know, my dad, he never went to college, but when he worked, he started working for one company when he was 16 years old, and he worked for that company until he died. Same company. That doesn't happen these days. It just doesn't. My dad's passion and his drive and his commitment and his dedication was all into this company. And that's amazing. I remember sitting at dinner table discussions with mom and dad when I was a kid and hearing my dad have that fear in his voice of, you know, I don't know what's happening with the company right now. Hopefully I have my job. You know, I get that. I understand that. So fear of going out and doing what you need to do to achieve your dreams. Yes, absolutely. Second thing that came into play with trying to achieve your dreams, the thing that got in the way was money. 19% of the people out there said, you know what? It's money that's holding me back from achieving my dream. Okay, sure. Yeah, you can't travel the world if you don't have money, right? So you got to do the things to save up to do that. One of the guys that I like to follow, his name is Gary Vaynerchuk. I've mentioned him before on the podcast. I get his podcast every day, and he is phenomenal as far as, you know, excuses and not having money. Well, you know what? He said it, I'm paraphrasing him here a little bit, but the idea is the same. He goes, you can make money sitting on the train. He talks about how you could just pull out your smartphone. You can go onto one of the, Letgo or eBay or whatever. You can buy something for one price and sell it on another platform for another price and make money. You can go to yard sales, find something, turn around and sell it online for another price and make money. You can do that. There's nothing stopping you. The thing that's stopping you is that, like we said down here before, time. Who has time to do that? Well, you have to make the time. And is it easy? No, that is hard to do. It's hard to do that. If it was easy, everybody would be hitting up yard sales and turn around and flipping stuff and selling it, right? So it's not easy. And I mentioned it in a podcast. Was it the last podcast or the podcast before? How my wife had bought the mannequin to go ahead and sell clothing items. I don't know if it was the podcast that initiated it, but my oldest daughter, Mia, started selling stuff on eBay, and she sold a few things already so far. She made a lot of money on it, but more than she would make at a yard sale, right? So that stuff is hard. And a lot of people don't do it because it's hard. If it was easy, and we all want our weekends. But, you know, like Gary Vee said, hey, get your hustle on. Go out there on your weekends instead of going to the baseball game over the weekend or the football game or sitting around and watching movies or binge watching Netflix or whatever it is. Get out there and do something. Go to the yard sales. Find the finds and turn around and flip them and make some money. It's the people that go out that you see them like on, Storage Wars is the TV show where they go out and buy all the crap in the storage units and then turn around and sell it. That's not easy. There's a certain amount of fear there, you know. Am I going to make my money back? Am I going to get back? Is my ROI going to be there? Yeah, I get it. And the number one reason in this study It says here, for not achieving your dreams, one of the things, the number one thing that gets in the way, 30% of the people said, I'm not disciplined enough. Bam. That's it right there. I am not achieving my weight loss goal because I'm not disciplined. In fact, I said it to myself this afternoon. What have I done wrong today? First off, I probably ate way too big of a portion. I'm overstuffed and my stomach feels crappy. I should eat more breakfast. And I had too many Bing cherries, which is too much sugars. And yeah, I went down the list of what I was doing wrong today already when I'm trying to. So I know what it is. It's discipline. I've got to hold myself accountable. Nobody else is. Not even my wife. She's not going to go, well, guess what? Nope. It's me. It all comes down to me. It's all being disciplined enough. So I agree with that part of the study as far as 30% of the people saying, hey, I am not achieving my dreams because I am not disciplined enough. Yep. There you go. There you go. I was watching, I didn't have it on. My wife TiVos it or she records the shows. It's My 600-Pound Life. And there was a lady on there that, oh my goodness. As far as I could tell, it was 60 minutes of just depression. It's like, and she was talking herself an amazing game. Talking herself an amazing game. I know that if I do this, I'm going to go wrong here. She knew everything. It was getting it done. And you know what? In the end, she got it done. She worked hard, but it was 60 minutes of just that monotone depression talk that just drove me like I'm throwing things at the TV screen going, good Lord, girl, get off the chair and do something about it, right? And she did. And that was what's really cool. So hopefully you're achieving your dreams. Hopefully you're getting out there and doing what it is that you want to do. Whether, like I said, whether it's raising great kids or having that dream job that you want to have or doing that dream vacation, you can do any of it. Any of it. You got to be disciplined to do all the things that takes to get there. That, my friends, is the hard part. That, my friends, is the key. Holding yourself accountable, getting it done, being disciplined to do it, holding it there, and just doing it. Another Gary V thing that came out was one of the most retweeted things, and I retweeted it this morning because I saw it again, where he talks about, you know, the odds of you being a human being anyways, right? Like saying you could win the lottery 25 times before your odds of being a human being on this planet are ever achieved, right? Like it's like 400 trillion something. I forget what his silly number was. It was insane that you're actually a human living being. And what you do with the 70, 80, 90, maybe 100 years on this planet, what you do with that. Like, if it's 100, I'm halfway there. Oh, come on now. I got to hold myself accountable and get it done. And that is the hard part. So hopefully this inspired you a little bit to do something and maybe get those dreams taken care of, right? I know I can talk the game like the lady on the TV did. I can talk it all day long. It's holding myself accountable and being disciplined to get it done. That's what it all comes down to. So hopefully you can achieve your dreams. That's the Loving Life podcast for this week. Thanks for hanging out, being patient and getting it. I appreciate it. Whatever you need to do, subscribe. I want you to review. I want you to give me your feedback. Whatever it is on iTunes, let me know so we can make these podcasts better for you. Have yourselves an amazing week, and we'll see you next time on the Loving Life podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.